I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 27. Coming up, government confident about plans to divest Norman Manley International Airport. $50 million spent to airlift Jamaicans from hurricane-affected countries in the Eastern Caribbean. And PAHO and the WHO commit to supporting Jamaica's health sector. The news in detail after the break.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is expressing optimism that the latest attempt to divest the Norman Manley International Airport will reap success. Dr. Chang says the government is committed to the privatization of the airport as a key component of its economic growth strategy, adding that the move will bolster Jamaica's tourism and logistics sectors.
I expect that anyone who is able to meet the standards established by the team guiding this divestment, I'm sure will do an excellent job. And this government look forward to working with you in really developing the Norman Manley International Airport into one of the finest international airports in this region.
Dr. Chang was addressing a bidders' conference for the divestment of the NMIA yesterday. The agreement will be a concessionary one and will not involve the sale of the airport. The successful bidder will enter into a 25-year concession agreement with the government, with an option to extend for 5 years by mutual consent. A preferred bidder is to be selected and announced by March 2018. The government has spent more than $50 million to airlift 200 Jamaicans based in Eastern Caribbean countries back to Jamaica following the passage of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness thanked the private sector and individual Jamaicans who have provided invaluable assistance to hurricane-ravaged countries.
We must reach out regionally to our brothers and sisters in whatever way we can. And I'm sure we are all mindful that there, but for the grace of God, it could have been us. Jamaica takes its role in the Caribbean seriously, and we will help as much as we can from whatever little we have.
Mr. Holness says Jamaica has also deployed a rapid needs assessment team comprising members of the Jamaica Defense Force, other agencies and responders to the Turks and Caicos Islands to assist in recovery efforts following the destruction caused by Hurricane Irma. Members of the JDF were also deployed as part of the CARICOM Disaster Response Unit to provide immediate relief in Tortola, which forms part of the British Virgin Islands. The Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, has established a charity fund to assist Caribbean islands affected by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. JHTA President Omar Robinson says the entity has kickstarted the support with a $10,000 contribution.
Our hearts go out to our neighbors as they struggle to recover and rebuild. To assist in this effort, the JHTA has set up a hurricane relief fund for our sister Caribbean islands, which have been devastated. And we encourage you to contribute.
Mr. Robinson made the disclosure while addressing stakeholders at the 27th Annual Jamaica Product Exchange at the Montego Bay Convention Center recently. He implored the delegates, which included buyers and suppliers in the hospitality sector, to consider seriously the whole question of climate change, which has been affecting weather patterns in countries across the world. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has signed a Country Cooperation Strategy, CCS, for 2017 to 2022 with the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization. Through this five-year CCS for Jamaica, PAHO and the WHO will continue to support national policies, strategies, and plans while working with other United Nations and development partners to advance universal health and sustainable development. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has hailed the agreement as significant to the government's move towards greater technical cooperation in administering health care. Under the CCS, Jamaica will continue to receive support from PAHO with respect to program activities, infrastructure development, capacity building, and technical cooperation. Some of the key areas of focus under the CCS include health financing, universal health coverage, and the ongoing assessment of the public health system. The CCS was signed at the 29th PAHO Sanitary Conference, now underway in Washington, D.C. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.